Before I leave the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the chapter of faith, I'd like to tell you one more story, a story of a choice made by faith in God, a story of faith. In verse 23 of that chapter, the Bible tells us, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Their faith in God had driven out the fear of the king. Perfect faith driveth away all fear. The life story of Moses is the story of faith choices made in life and death circumstances. Every day we make choices and decisions. Most of them are routine and relatively insignificant. Some are important. Few rise to the level of life-changing or life-shaping. Some choices determine not only what we will do, but also what we will become. I am told that business leaders believe that 95% of the future of their company is determined by 5% of their decisions. Therefore, a wise executive will delegate most of those decisions, but will also realize that they must retain control over the key choices and key decisions. Life is the same with us. There are certain choices that we alone can and must make. We cannot avoid these decisions. Not to decide is in itself a decision. And the life of Moses, one of the most significant choices that was made, was not made by Moses, but by his parents. It was a life and death choice that was forced upon them by the sinful decisions of others. Moses' parents were thrust into circumstances that threatened what was most precious to them and what was beyond their control. They were followers of Christ long before they knew specifically who he was. The children of Israel had gone down to Egypt under the protection of Joseph. It was a small family group of about 70 people, but over a period of about 400 years, they had flourished and become a thriving ethnic group, numbering in the millions. This was God's work, fulfilling his promise to Jacob. When Jacob prayed about going to Egypt, God told him, "Don't fear to go down to Egypt, because there I'm going to make you a great nation." So it was. And suddenly, the situation changed dramatically, even though they went under the protection of Joseph. And in the process of time, a Pharaoh rose up who knew not Joseph. And the situation changed dramatically. This new Pharaoh felt threatened by having a growing identifiable ethnic group within the nation, posing a potential military threat. Politicians have always been quick to exploit ethnic differences when it suits their purpose, as they do today. This new king did not know about Joseph, appealed to the worst fears and instincts of his fellow Egyptians, and launched a ruthless campaign of oppression and abuse. In the midst of this reign of terror, an obscure couple who traced their ancestors to Jacob's son, Levi, found themselves expecting a child. They were not people of great status or importance, but what is remarkable about them is their faith. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months, for they saw that he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Moses was born with a death sentence hanging over his head, and his parents would undoubtedly suffer the same fate if it was found out that they refused to harm their baby, whom they purposed by great risk by sparing their infant son. Aram and Jochebed did it without fear of the king. They had discovered that great truth that David discovered. They discovered that the Lord is their shepherd, and they shall not want. They had discovered that when they walked through the valley of the shadow of death, they would fear no evil, for God was with them, that they would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The faith of Moses' parents made a lifelong impact on their son. His mother was allowed to be his caretaker for a number of years, and what Moses saw and heard during that time marked him deeply. Even as an adult, raised in the courts of Pharaoh, Moses could not forget who he was. He had seen his parents act with conviction that God was to be obeyed, and that God was at work even in disastrous circumstances. This is the essence of faith, to trust God, even where his hands cannot be clearly seen. We should also know that while faith may be risky, it is not reckless. Moses' parents defied Pharaoh, but they acted wisely. Faith trusts in God, but hides the baby. Faith causes us to make wise decisions. Decisions based on believing that God will take care of the circumstances. We should also notice that God does not remove Moses from the situation, nor does he strike down Pharaoh, who dared to oppose him, both of which he certainly could have done. Instead, God places Moses in the same Nile River that Pharaoh intended for the boy's harm. God brings little Moses right to Pharaoh's doorstep and has him raised in Pharaoh's house. Why is this, you may ask? I believe it was to defeat the enemy decisively at his own game and at the heart of his own strength. And when 40 years had passed, Moses might have been an Israelite by race, but he was an Egyptian by status, lifestyle, and training. He was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in word and deeds. There was no reason for him to make any changes. Pharaoh was not forcing him to choose. Moses was an Egyptian, and there was no reason not to stay that way, except for the seeds of faith that his parents planted in his heart. And then, suddenly, a 40-year-old man found himself facing a life-changing choice. This was not a teenager struggling for his identity. This was a 40-year-old man pondering a decision that had huge consequences. Moses faced the choice between social status and prestige or social marginalization. Moses was entitled to the best his nation had to offer. Egyptian by status, Egyptian by culture, yet he chose to suffer with the children of God. Moses had the choice between Egyptian identity with material privilege or to be identified with Israel with personal destitution and unfulfilling labor. If the promise made to Abraham was true, Moses faced a choice between this world and the city whose builder and maker is God. He knew that only Jehovah, the God of his birth parents, was the true God. On the basis of sight, the choice was obvious. But the eyes of faith see reality differently. To choose Egypt was to lose the person of God, the promises of God, and the people of God. Moses made his choice. The Bible simply says that Moses went out to his own people. As I was teaching this lesson, the words that Paul spoke to Timothy came to me. I found them in 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 5. Paul says, "When I call to remembrance the unfallen faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in you also. Your children will not forget the faith choices that you have made in the past, learning that in the future they too should make the same choices by faith.